A little more tease, if you please, mistress. The art of teasing. I had the most awesome time with one of my subbies. He's a total tease freak, and what is great about it is that I can be as creatively outrageous with him as I want. Sometimes he actually comes up with some fun ideas, and recently he had the wonderful idea of getting a bullet vibe and hooking it up to his phone, so when I spoke to him, it would be activated by my voice. The possibilities are endless. Teasing him in public. I made him put the bullet in a special pair of boxer briefs. I put a cock pocket into it. We set it up so whenever I texted him or called him, it would start vibrating at various speeds. He was particularly humiliated at Starbucks when he was ordering coffee and I texted him and it vibrated at high. I giggled at the thought of him like trying to keep his composure while ordering his mocha. He's a very shy guy, too, so I'm sure his cheeks got really red like I like. Tormented to orgasm. Later that evening, we decided to go out to dinner. I decided to wear a sexy red tank dress with strappy heels. While I was talking to him, I smirked while I watched him move around in his seat, anticipating what I'd do next. I excused myself to the ladies' room, knowing full well that when I came back, my subby would be a little more than uncomfortably teased. While I was in the stall, I accessed an app where I could control the bullet. I played with it for a solid 10 minutes and sauntered out to the table to find my subby all blushing and barely able to look at me. "What's wrong?" I asked innocently. "I had an accident," he whispered. "Really?" I laughed. "Go to the bar and get me a glass of wine," I commanded. He stood up and I saw a huge wet spot. Looked like there was more than a cock pocket going on in those boxer briefs.